Welcome to 89.1 WEMU's Creative Impact. Thanks for joining me, Deb Pollack, President and CEO of Creative Washtenaw, and your host as we meet the artists and creatives who impact our community. I am really delighted to welcome back one of our favorite guests to the show. Mark Clegg is familiar to our listeners. He has appeared a number of times as a U of M professor, musicologist, and the foremost expert on the Star Spangled Banner. Now Mark is in a new role. He was recently appointed as the Executive Director of the University of Michigan's Arts Initiative. Let's find out more. Mark, it's a delight to welcome you back.
Absolutely, Deb. I'm thrilled to reconnect with Creative Impact.
Thank you. You know, the Arts Initiative was established by former U of M President Mark Schlissel about 5 years ago. At that time, we had the Dean of the School of Music, David Geyer, on the show to learn more about it. Can you remind our listeners why it was started and what its intention was?
Well, the Arts Initiative indeed has been in development really since 2019 and has gone through many iterations, as you can imagine, with COVID hitting us just a few months after it was launched. But I think of it as a kind of like a grand experiment in higher education. What happens at a university like the University of Michigan, a premier research institution that, you know, tends to think of its mission around, you know, the sciences and engineering, and of course athletics is so dominant. What happens if we put the arts in the middle of that conversation? And, you know, I think that's really the fantastic new thing, is to have the support of the higher administration, Lori McCauley, our provost, and Santa Ona, our president, who of course is a musician himself. So I think both of them have an ability to really see the potential of the arts in the research university at a university like Michigan, and really to see, you know, what will happen if we really make the arts a core component of what a university is about.
And with that, is there any other precedent, any other university that you're aware of, either, you know, here in the U.S. or abroad, that, you know, has set taken a position, staked a position, and set a priority for arts and creativity?
There certainly are, I would say, this is sort of a national movement, if not an international movement. You know, universities like Columbia, Rutgers, Stanford, you know, University of Wisconsin, Northwestern, there's a lot of schools that are thinking about what the arts can mean to us today. And I think it really responds to the challenges we have, you know, as a community, as a world community. I mean, there's so many, you know, tensions in the world right now, divisions in the world right now, and the arts have a special power to convene, to bring people together, and to allow people to engage with sort of new ideas, unfamiliar ideas, discomfort. So I think a lot of universities are experimenting with this. What makes Michigan unique, I think, are two things. One is the scope of what we're planning. So my new position is, you know, in the administration building with the president and the provost. So it really has an endorsement from the center. And so I'm able to reach across the campus and bring people together sort of, you know, above and through silos and divisions that separate the schools and departments, and really sort of bring the faculty, staff, and students together. And then I think, you know, the other thing is the depth and breadth that we have at Michigan. I mean, it's a huge school with, like, you know, amazing programs. We have more top 10 programs than any university in the nation. And so we have the incredible quality of, like, a School of Music, Theater, and Dance, and a Stamps, and a Taubman School of Architecture and Urban Planning, as well as the public engagement of the University Musical Society, the Art Museum, you know, all the great work in the arts that's happening in LSA with creative writing and sort of computer arts. And our residential college has an amazing program, you know. So we have that incredible quality and the breadth of the ability to take the arts into unexpected places like the medical community or the engineering community, and really see creativity and sort of artistic thinking as a core skill for the thinkers and leaders of tomorrow.
Yeah, and of course, this is a conversation we have all the time on Creative Impact. I've repeated over and over again how the arts and creativity intersect with every single other sector. The fact that there's kind of an applied science, if you will, to this through U of M's Arts Initiative is really, really exciting. So you've been on, you know, you've been at the university throughout this whole time, but you've been the interim director for the last year. Why did you want this position?
That's a great question. And I think for me, it's so exciting to have the potential to touch every student, staff, and faculty member, you know, to really better serve the people of the state of Michigan and the world. through the arts. And, you know, I've always been located in the School of Music, Theater, and Dance and a musicology department and, you know, tried to do a lot of interesting programs like through the Gershwin Initiative, through my research on American patriotism and the Star-Spangled Banner to touch people. And so this particular role puts me at the center of a whole series of relationships, I think, that can maximize the impact of the arts and you know, not only on campus but beyond, and really test and, you know, try to live up to that, those talking points that you mentioned. You know, we're constantly, you know, talking about the arts and the way it makes us more human, more empathetic, that it creates these possibilities and sort of, you know, uses wonder and sort of creativity to open up the human experience. But, you know, how do we take that rhetoric and those talking points and make them real? And that, I think, for me, is what's really exciting about this new initiative at the university, you know, to really sort of deliver on that promise.
89.1 WEMU's Creative Impact continues. Mark Clegg, newly appointed director of the U of M Arts Initiative, is my guest. So U of M's not only walking the walk, it's talking the talk. It put $20 million towards its initiative. I think they announced it about a year or so ago. $20 million is a lot, but it also can go really quickly. What's the priorities for the spending and the moving forward?
No, great point. And it is a big number, and I think that represents the commitment of the university. But, you know, when you're talking about a five-year initiative, when you're talking about trying to, you know, impact the Ann Arbor campus, the Dearborn campus, Flint, Detroit, and really the whole state, you know, it's, I wish I had more potential. And we're doing fundraising and all sorts of things to really maximize that impact. But for me, the big priorities are around transforming the student experience, you know, making arts learning core to the university, both for our professional arts students, you know, who want to become artists and opera singers and designers going forward, to really look at arts research on campus. You know, we think of research, again, being more in the sciences and physics and medicine, but artistic practice is a form of research as well. And so we're trying to elevate the role of arts research to see that as important and as serious an endeavor as any other kind of research on campus. And then really, you know, one of the things I'm most excited about personally, you know, I grew up in Michigan. I'm a longtime resident of Ann Arbor. I was born, like, you know, about in a hospital, this St. Joe's Hospital in Ann Arbor, that's really about four or five blocks from my office.
And Clegg School and the street is named after your family too.
Exactly. And so I really want the university to live up to its public mission. And I think the arts are one of the ways that we can reach across the entire state. So our third big goal is engagement with the community, not only locally, but really, you know, Upper Peninsula. You know, I want to go to Kalkaska as much as I want to go to Traverse City and Grand Rapids, and really stretch the thousands, literally, of events, arts exhibits, you know, artistic readings, performances, you know, chamber music, string quartets, theater, Broadway, just dance, everything we have going at the university, and make that really reach out across the state. So we sponsored a tour, for example, of a theater show that was written and directed and created by students that was telling the stories of incarcerated individuals through our Prison Creative Arts program. And we sponsored a tour that went from Detroit to Grand Rapids and all the cities in between this May. And I'm hoping that that's just the first pilot of a much more ambitious program to bring the arts of the university across the state of Michigan.
Well, you know, that town and gown relationship and conversation in Ann Arbor and Washington County began probably in 1837 when the university first moved here. And it sounds like you're thinking about that, not only just town and gown, but town and or gown and state, which is also really interesting. Are you getting much back from any of the other the state of Michigan Research Corridor universities, MSU or Wayne State? Are they engaged in the conversation with you?
That's really sort of our goal. I mean, the Arts Initiative, you know, is a service organization at the university. In a sense, we are bringing people together and trying to provide the bandwidth and the funding that sparks collaboration. And so those collaborations are not only on campus, but across the state. So I was recently in Detroit for the Concert of Colors and met with a lot of people with the Cultural Exchange Network, and sort of building those bridges is going to be an important part of our work going forward. But I would say, I mean, officially I've been in the job for about 3 weeks now without the the speed control and limiter of the interim title. So I think we'll be taking off. But if anybody's hearing this a conversation and wants to reach out, please contact me via email and let's talk.
Absolutely. And, you know, just real quickly, your position at the U has been perhaps not as public as your position is now. Are you enjoying the getting out there and meeting up with folks?
Yeah, I actually love that part of this new role. You know, being on stage at the Detroit Institute of Arts Film Theater to introduce the Big Three Palladium Orchestra for the Concert of Colors performance last week or 2 weeks ago, it was really, really exciting. And there's a lot of joy in the arts. And so it's really an honor for me, a privilege to be doing this work.
Well, I want to congratulate you again on your role. Can't wait to see what you develop and your team develops. And thanks for being on the show.
My pleasure. And thanks for, you know, helping to spur those conversations and collaborations.
Likewise. That's Mark Clegg, newly appointed executive director of U of M's Arts Initiative. Find out more about Mark and the Arts Initiative at WEMU.org. You've been listening to Creative Impact. I'm Deb Pollack, president and CEO of Creative Washtenaw, and your host. Matt Hobson is our producer. Please join us every Tuesday to meet the people who make Washtenaw creative. This is 89.1 WEMU FM, Ypsilanti Public Radio from Eastern Michigan University.